Sermons of the Guardian of Devotion, Bhakti Rakak Divya Bani, Volume 3, by Swami B.R. Sridhar. Foreword by His Divine Grace, Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj. Shatavdyadini Rajendra Rinam Shanti Sahasrashah Apashyatam Atmatattam Griheshu Grihamedhinam. Srimad Bhagavatam 2.1.2. If we seriously take note of when Srimad Bhagavatam appeared in this world and through whom it appeared, immediately we can see with our clear vision that were present the speaker, Shukadev Goswami, and the hearer, Bharikit Maharaj. The speaker is seen to be steadfastly situated in the transcendental plane of super dedication, whereas the hearer shows himself to be in this mundane plane, to be very much confused and in want. King Bharikit had very little time left to live. He inquired as to what process would give him the supreme benefit of life. Sri Shukadev Goswami happily received his questions. Furthermore, he declared this to be the only suitably sufficient question for the conditioned souls, as well as for the real searchers of truth. Within the jurisdiction of this question, many other questions came, and the answers were revealed from above through our beloved Divine Master, Om Vishnu Pad Srila Bhakti Rakshak Sridhara Dev Goswami Maharaj, and mostly those have been recorded by his compassionate devotees. Now by good fortune, these recordings are manifesting in book form as Sermons of the Guardian of Devotion. By the mercy of the devotees, we have previously received the first, second and fourth parts. As Bhakti is decorated in Srimad Bhagavad Gita, similarly we now receive this third part, decorated by the other parts of the sermons series. Srila Guru Maharaj tirelessly and continuously delivered his merciful lectures to the sincere searchers from all over the world, even while he showed old age and poor health. In this way he presented himself to all countries. And in due course, now we are very happy to see the published form of these sermons. It is true that we may not succeed in fully satisfying His Divine Grace and His Divine Associates, but with our tiny capacity, we are wholeheartedly trying to give satisfaction to His servitors, 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 thereby expecting that one day we may receive His causeless mercy for our transcendental life's fulfillment. We are fortunate to have even a small connection with His transcendental service. Myself, I may be worthless and unqualified, but seeing my tiny service capacity, Srila Guru Maharaj has given assistance in the form of Sripad Mahananda Bhakti Ranjan. I feel very fortunate to receive this part of Sermons of the Guardian of Devotion, which is manifest by his wholehearted, energetic devotion and with the assistance of several godbrothers. I pay my respectful obeisances to all those who helped with this publication. You all know that Srila Guru Maharaj's glories are infinite, and therefore nobody has the capacity of expression to fully describe them. But his joyful, beneficial play of transcendental vibration will not stop. Furthermore, in an ever-increasingly beautiful form, it will manifest in future and bestow Srila Guru Maharaj's divine grace unlimitedly upon the conditioned souls like myself. This is my past, present and future humble prayer to the devotees of Krishna, as well as to the lotus feet of the devotees of my Divine Master. Humbly, Swami B.S. Govinda, Saivite President Acharya, Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Math, Navadeep.